A landmark gathering in Ucluelet will bring together indigenous communities from across BC to discuss their growing role in the tourism industry. Organized and led by First Nations, the Indigenous Tourism Conference is more than just an event, says Trevor Coutts, founder and president of Indigenous Economic Pathways, IEP. It will be a platform to foster collaboration, sustainability and reconciliation. To share the voices of Indigenous entrepreneurs, leaders and partners focused on tourism as a tool for cultural resurgence and economic reconciliation, says Coutts. The conference is aimed at uplifting and motivating Indigenous tourism growth, but also to help expand and grow what is already thriving. This is demonstrated by the industry's contribution to Canada's economy pre-COVID, which amounted to over $1.9 billion, says Coutts. And it is rebounding fast. At the heart of this growth is a desire to share Indigenous stories firsthand with visitors. First Nations want people that visit their territory to know they're visiting their territory, to share stories and practices with them, so they know who they are as Indigenous peoples and their culture, says Coutts. This sharing of culture, values and history is not only economically empowering for Indigenous communities, it is also a key driver for reaffirming their identity, says Coutts, especially in this time of reconciliation. And so they're doing this through language revitalization, through cultural practice, through the work that they do in the community, he adds. For the conference, IEP, in collaboration with Indigenous Tourism BC, has lined up a number of guest speakers who will host discussions on a number of subjects, including a look ahead for the industry in 2025. Presentations will happen at the Ucluelet Community Center, with an opening dinner featuring A Taste of Ucluelet, happening at the Ucluelet Aquarium. Just given all the crazy things that are going around in this world, from Donald Trump's tariffs, inflation, global markets, all these things that are affecting travel, Coutts said. I know a lot of First Nations are wondering how it will affect them. Encouraging First Nations youth to think about their part in the future of the Indigenous tourism industry will be another focal point for the conference. We want Indigenous youth in BC to see tourism as an opportunity, says Coutts. Hopefully, they feel uplifted and motivated to take that back to their communities and at the same time, learn more about their culture and who they are through sharing stories. Other topics of discussion on the agenda include breaking down barriers for Indigenous entrepreneurs and the role of food sovereignty in Indigenous tourism. But the event won't be just confined to the conference room. It's not going to be just a traditional conference where people come to a hall and sit for 3 days, says Coutts. Being an Indigenous tourism conference, we want people to come and experience what's going on in the Ucluelet First Nation territory. Delegates, which will include government and industry representatives, as well as Indigenous peoples, will explore areas such as Barkley Sound and Tofino and meet with representatives from the Ahauzat First Nation community, offering an opportunity to share insights and best practices in guiding and storytelling. When you get a large group of Indigenous peoples from across a large land base together, there is real excitement, says Coutts. Just so much energy and motivation from sharing our cultures. To find out more about the Indigenous Tourism Conference, which runs from April 28 to 30, visit the website www.indigenoustourismconferencebc.ca.